Welcome to Scargo Community Morning Prayer. I'm Sheila, one of the community. Let's pray. Thank you, God, for this new day. Thank you that we can be here together to seek your presence. Help us to listen for your voice, for your words for each of us today. We ask because of the life of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. As a community, we're reading Exodus. Today, it's chapter 10, verses 1 to 20, which are on page 67 of the Chapel Bibles. Plague of locusts. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the hearts of his officials, so that I may perform these signs of mine among them, that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, and that you may know that I am the Lord." So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said to him, "This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says. How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go so that they may worship me. If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts into your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail, including every tree that is growing in your fields. They will fill your houses and those of all your officials and all the Egyptians, something neither your parents nor your ancestors have ever seen from the day they settled in this land till now." Then Moses turned and left Pharaoh. Pharaoh's officials said to him, "How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the people go so that they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined?" Then Moses and Aaron were brought back to Pharaoh. "Go, worship the Lord your God," he said. "But tell me who will be going?" Moses answered, "We will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, and with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord." Pharaoh said, "The Lord be with you. If I let you go along with your women and children, clearly you are bent on evil. No, let only the men go and worship the Lord, since that's what you've been asking for." Then Moses and Aaron were driven out of Pharaoh's presence. And the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over Egypt so that locusts swarm over the land and devour everything growing in the fields, everything left by the hail." So Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow across the land all that day and all that night. By morning, the wind had brought the locusts. They invaded all Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been such a plague of locusts, nor will there ever be again. They covered all the ground until it was black. They devoured all that was left after the hail, everything growing in the fields and the fruit on the trees. Nothing green remained on tree or plant in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you. Now forgive my sin once more and pray to the Lord your God to take this deadly plague away from me. Moses then left Pharaoh and prayed to the Lord. And the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea. Not a locust was left anywhere in Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let the Israelites go. I didn't know anything about plagues of locusts, so I looked them up. Locusts are short-horned grasshoppers, and a massive, very destructive swarm can form when environmental conditions trigger a change in their behaviour. For example, heavy rain after a drought. From being harmless and solitary, they enter a very social phase and multiply to form a swarm, which can be up to tens of billions, covering hundreds of square miles. A large swarm can consume up to 40,000 tons of food and vegetation in one day. A migrating swarm can travel up to 80 miles in a day. Locust swarms can affect many East African countries, the Arabian Peninsula, South and Southwest Asia, and South America. So this is the eighth plague. I think both Moses and Pharaoh must be getting a bit fed up. Moses must be getting fed up of going to Pharaoh and Pharaoh not letting the Israelites go. But God then performs another sign through Moses, this time the locusts, a story which will indeed be told to children and grandchildren for centuries to come. Pharaoh, this time, discovers that it's not just the men who are to go, it's everyone of the Israelites and their flocks and herds. The ones who seem to speak some sense are Pharaoh's officials. How long will this man be a snare to us? Let the people go. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined? So I wonder if you've ever been in a situation where you have to keep asking someone for the same thing, like Moses, and what you're asking for isn't given to you. Or whether you've ever had to keep saying no, like Pharaoh. Maybe the risk of what will happen if you say yes is very great to more than yourself. Maybe what you are being asked for is now more than you first thought. Or, like Pharaoh's officials, can you see that an ongoing difficult situation has to end and that it's unlikely to end well? Let's bring those situations to God. God, help us to be true to what you ask of each of us. Soften our hearts through the gift of your Spirit. Help us to come to know you better. Amen. Lord, have mercy on all now suffering as a result of swarms of locusts. Amen. We need the help of the Holy Spirit to live for God. We can continue to reflect and pray as we listen to this song. Be with us, Lord, as we go into this day. Breakfast will be served downstairs soon, or you're welcome to stay in chapel for a bit longer.